We are up to Simon Reish Chavtes, Birkas Hakeshes Vechama Bitkufaso. So let's begin now with the Mechaber. Haroa Hakeshes, if one sees a rainbow, only make the following Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, bless you God, the King of the world. Zochir Habris, who remembers his covenant. Ne'eman Bivriso, who is faithful to the covenant he made. Kayim, and he fulfills B'mamara what he said. For also lehistakia bo biyoser, and it's forbidden to gaze excessively at the rainbow. That's the mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah says now in Sifkot and Aleph haroa keshes. You see it. Ve'ein kedai lehagi lechavero sheyesh keshes. Really, you shouldn't inform somebody else that there is a rainbow. You know, sometimes people talk about, oh, did you see the rainbow outside? But really, the Mishnah Berurah says you're not supposed to. Why not? Mitam moitzi diba. It's considered to be a slander. Quoting here from the Chayyadim. Meaning that the idea is that Hashem had to, so to speak, put a reminder to himself that he's not going to destroy the world again like he did in the time of the Mabul. Beis, Omer, the Bracha, Ubekan, Imro, Ose, Oso, Od, Hapam, Afil, Betoch, Shlo, Shimyom, Choiz, Mevarech. He says, if you would see it, the rainbow again, even in 30 days, you would go ahead and make the Bracha again. Over here in Dishu number 1, it says, Va'af imlo nispazru ha'ovim, even if the clouds didn't scatter, like we learned in yesterday's shir, me'oz shiroa b'pam ha'kodemis, from the time you saw it the first time, kos k'tos ha'shulchan shivarech shen, you still make the bracha a second time. When argos is the birkas habayis, kos she'ein levarech k'shilo nispazru ha'ovim, it'd be like the same thing as like the thunderstorm, k'din birkas haramin, when it's the same storm, so it's the same rainbow. So it's just the clouds didn't disperse, then you don't do it. But if they did disperse, then it would consider to be a new rainbow, and therefore you could go ahead and make the bracha again according to the Ketotza Shulchan. Okay, continuing back in the Mishnah Berurah, it is not similar to those where we said you only make the bracha once every 30 days. Why? This is gone. This is not the same rainbow anymore. So therefore, that's why we compared it to the thunder. It's a different thunderstorm. It's not the same one. So on a new one, you could make the bracha even within 30 days, because it's a new item. Sivkan Gimel Ne'eman. This is the lashon of the bracha. However, the Rambam Vitur Hanusach Vine'eman with a vav, based on different gersos in the Gemara. Dalid Bivriso with his covenant. Roitzlo means as follows: Shoya Vireno. He's not going to go against what he promised, not to destroy the world. Afapi Shiraba Harashoy. I mean, there's a lot of wicked people in the world. V'kai B'mamaro. He fulfills what he said he was going to do. Afil Loha Yehabris. Even though it wouldn't be the covenant, Kevin Sha'omer Bedibra, he said, Ba'ama Veloye Od Mabul, Vashachi Sa'art, there's not going to be a flood anymore to destroy the world. Boruhu Shikai Mamoro. So it's clear now that he is keeping what he said he was going to do. Again, Mr. Brih here quoting from the Avud Raham. Sifkat in He, not to stare at it. Also, Histakil. Hamistakil bo, but if a person does stare at Se'enav Kehos, it dims your eyes. Quote from Gemara Nechiga and Tazayin, Ella Roehu Umavarech. You look at it and you make the bracha, and that is it. In the Bir Halacha, it says Haro Keshes, Lo Nisbar Im Be'inan Davka Shireehu Betmunas Keshes. Do you have to see the actual, we'll call it the full rainbow, the hu kechatzi gorn, like the half semicircle agula? Oh, I feel the mikzas mimen adai. Or if you just see a part of the rainbow, that would be sufficient enough to make the bracha. So the Bir Halacha just raises the issue. In Dirshu number 2, it says, v'im keshes zu hi kechatzi gorn v'agula, ela shehu ein roa ela chatzi menu. So what do you do? You have a full rainbow, you only see part of it. Your view is blocked. So quotes here from Reli Ashev and from Nissen Karlitz, she mivarech aleha. You can't make the bracha. Meidach, on the other hand, Dasher, going to Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, she tzorich lirois es kula, kedei livarech aleha. You'd have to see the whole thing in order to make the bracha on it. So that's how the modern day poskim work out the suffix over here in the Bir Halacha. Okay, that was off. Now we go to Sif Beis. Haroa chama b'tikufoso. If you would see the sun at the completion of its cycle, I'll explain what this means. It's a long time to make one cycle. V'hu me chafches the chafches shana. It's once every 28 years. I think the last time we had this bracha was in 2009, if I remember correctly. V'hatakufa b'techilas leil dalet. So we know that when the sun was created on day 4 of creation, k'shiro osa b'yom dalet. So when you see it on the Wednesday morning, morning, baboker, in the morning, Omer Baruch Osa Maaseh V'reishis. This is the bracha that we make on it. V'chein, similarly, Mivarech Gam Kein Geshra Levona B'taharosa, when you see the moon in its purity, V'kochavim B'mishmarosam, and you see the stars in their order, U'mazalos B'itam, and the constellations in their aligned. Behind this means, K'shetach Azor HaLevona B'techilas Mazal Tole, when the moon returns back to the zodiac sign of the ram. B'techilas hachoidesh velo sihiye nota lo letzofon velo ledorm, and the moon is not inclining neither to the north or neither to the south. V'chein k'sheyachaz ru kol kochav mechamisha hanisharim letechilas mazel tole. So too, when the five other planets return back to the sign of the ram, velo yehi noita lo letzafon velo darm, and again the planets are not inclined toward the south, north or the south. V'chein kula b'chol eis shiira mazel tole. And whenever you see this, the constellation of the ram in the sky, ola miktos miktos hamizrach. You see it on the eastern edge of the sky. Now we really don't make these brachos nowadays, but that is what it brings down here in the Mechaber. So let's work this out now. Says the Mishnah Berura, Sif Katan Vavra up to. But Kufa saw, Mokom Shehi Chozeres Shan Letechiles Hakefa. That's where it goes back if it's completed its 28-year cycle. He Shas Talia Ma'oros Be'esa Bria. This is when the luminaries were hung in the sky when they were created. Umeaz Hischil Hakef L'Shamsh. That's when they started to circle and to function. Who nimshach chafches shana ad shabola oisa hamakam b'tzimtzum, when it precisely gets back to the exact spot, techilas leil revi'i kibbeis habriya, at the time it was in creation. And again, we make this bracha in Nisan because we pass into machlokas tonight, and we pass that the world was created in Nisan. In deer shoot number 3 over here, there's a long discussion about women making this bracha or not. Says the Indian Nashim Shim in Varakhois Dirkas Hachama Kosa Bishut Chasm Soifer Shut Sorachin Madua Einem Nohagos Lavarach. We have to try to figure out why is it they don't make brachos. Vishut Ksav Soifer Kosa Liashiv Al Pihamogin Avraham Shikosu Shirak Al Mitzvah Shinasis Ari Maisa. Only mitzvos that are done through a physical action. So those Nashim Varakhos Af Shazman Grama. That'd be an example like a shofar. That would be an example like a lulav. Ah, kishe ein maisa. There's no real physical action. El bracha levad ein mevarchos. But you're not doing anything. You're just making a bracha on something. So they said, you don't. El shebelo shem malchus yechos levad. They can make the bracha here without saying Hashem's name, shem malchus. Uvashut maharim shik. Kosev shehasibish ein mevarchos. The reason is why women don't make this bracha. Mishum shebrachazu tuluya bechachmas chishuv hatkufos mezalos. You have to be able to cheshben out exactly when this is going to occur, when the exact point in of the 28 years in the cycle. This doesn't apply to women. This reminds me of what some of the Achrim talk about, why by Hanukkah, because the minhag used to be to go to light outdoors. It says, and the honor of a princess is in, not to go outside and make the bracha. So therefore, here by Birkas Hachama and over there by Hanukkah as well, Kosova ben Ishchai, Shilamaisa Yishmu Hanoshim Vechein Suma, both women and the person who's blind, Esa Bracha Me'ish. They should listen to a man who's making the Bracha, Vechein Das V'Yoshev, Shlo Yavarchu Ba'atzun V'Yecholes Lishmo Me'ish. They should make the Bracha themselves, but hear a man make it, Ach Lo Be'Meram Kol, but not from a microphone. Why not? You have to actually hear the person's voice. She'ein Zeh Nechshav Shmi, that's not considered hearing from a microphone. Vechein Das V'Shlomo Zaman Orbach, She'aminig She'ein Mevarchos. The minig is that women do not make it. That's all the first paragraph. Now we go to the other side. Me'idach on the other hand, a Pesach HaDevir, Kosev B'Shem Sefer, Nohe Kitzon Yosef, Shinoshim Mevarchos Brachazu. Women, yes, do make Birkas HaChama. Vechein Kosev B'Shut Maharil Diskin, Shein Chayavos Brachos. They are obligated to make this bracha. Shein Nechshevas the Mitzvah has Shazman Gram. It's not considered to be a positive time-bound mitzvah. Mishum Shemitzia Zu Shel Mikum HaChama B'Mokom Shehu Techilas HaKefa Ina Shaychus Kol Hazman El Rak Ba'Oso Ace. It doesn't apply at all times. It's only at a certain limited time. Ma She'ein came B'Lavona, not about Kiddush Lavona. She'ein Sha'ashin Nimseis Kolzman Really, even though it's there, you only make the bracha on the first half of the month. Therefore, the bracha does depend on the time. I mean, not in a specific moment, but there's a certain limited time frame to make the bracha. Additionally, it has many different things that are included within this. Kigon, we learned about that. If you saw the Yam Hagadol, Machlokas, what's the identity of that? But whatever it is, you make the bracha on it. Women are obligated to do this, to make this bracha as well. That women should make the bracha as well. If you're in a place like Yerushalayim where the minhag is the women do make the bracha, then they should do it. Yivarchu. Ufamakam shelo nahagu hanashim levarich kiminag Hungary. In Hungary, the women didn't. So then lo yivarchu. They shouldn't make the bracha. Skipping down just a little bit. A little bit more about making Shechianu, which is at the bottom, it says about five lines up, Vashut Maharim Shik. Kosov She'ein Mevarchim Ibnei She'ein Chiddish B'Metzias. We don't make a Shechianu because there's nothing new that's really happening here. El Arak B'Yedias HaSeichel She'achshav Huzman Talias HaMa'oros. This is the time when the sun has returned to its original location from the creation. We're not making the sun's not new, it's the same sun. This is just we understand this more. You should, yes, make a Shechianu on a new item of clothing, and therefore, and then you'd be Yotze everybody through. You're not going to make a Shechianu on this, but therefore, you'd be Yotze through that as well. Okay, that was a long dirshu, but important stuff about the whole discussion over there. We are up to Sifkot and Zion. Hatakufa, this time period, Hainu Tekufas Nisan. This means in the month of Nisan. There are four Tekufas throughout the year, so he's explaining which one we're talking about over here. Ches, Baboka in the morning. Why in the morning? Hainu Lechatchila Mitzvasa Miyad. You should make it as soon. Lehakdim Ma De'efshir. Make it as soon as possible. In Dirshu 4 brings here from Yechiel Michal Tushinsky, Shehaminhag lihispalda hanetzachama, you daven as soon as possible, uvarach brachazu miyad acharat as soon as you can. Umishakavar hibit begalgal hachama, you looked and you saw the sun. So what do? You didn't daven yet. Kosbishut harhatzvi, rutzifesach frank, shitzarech lichatchil levarach miyad. Really, you should make the bracha right then, even though you haven't yet davened. Afilu imo hispalo dain, mishum she'ema avirin al hamitzos, because it, it's the opportunity to present itself. Okay, continuing now. Metoiv levarich oso berov am. You should really have a majority there. And the dirsh that brings a machlok between the bir halach and the chay adam, whether that's a rov am here means 10 people, it means only 3. B'diavad ad shloshos shel al hayom. Really, you should really try to make this within the first 3 hours of the day. According here from the Lavush and the Magen Avram, Aval Harbi Achronim Hiskimu De Yuchel Levarach B'Shas Adchak Ad Chatzos. Really, if there's extenuating circumstances, you can make the bracha up until Chatzos. The Hainu Afilu B'Shem Malchus, even with using Shem Malchus, the Imnis Kasa Hashemesh Ba'Avim Ve'Ein Ro Oso. Let's say the sun is covered by cloud, you don't see it. Sa'ayim B'Shar Tshuva U'Tshuvas Chasam Soifis Simin Nun Vav Kosev De'Im Ha'Isem Mechusev Ba'Avim Achniris Roshma Mibein Ha'Avim. It is covered, but you can see traces of it through the clouds. Then in that case, Mevarchim, you would in fact, yes, make the bracha on it. In Dirshu number 6, it says, Begav Birkas Halavana, this comes up much more frequently than once every 28 years. What do you do if it's a cloudy night? So, Kos Lakaman and Simon Tuf Chavav 4:26, She'im Ha'avdak. It's a thin cloud. Bekolish Shiniris Halavana Mimeno, Benehen Mimeno. You could see it through the clouds. Devmar Borach, you make the bracha. Avalim Hanan Avav, it's a thick cloud. Einam Avarach, don't make the bracha. The Hosef, and he adds, She'im Hischil Levarach, you started the bracha. Ve'achakach Nishasa Havan. Then, as you're making the bracha, it became covered up with clouds. Goyim habracha, you finish the bracha. Aval im mishar, if you're thinking about, you see the clouds moving as you're doing this, you realize b'tchilasa shelo yaspik ligmor es ad she'tischase. You're not going to be able to finish the bracha before the clouds come and cover. In that case, then don't begin. Lo yaskli brings over there. That's in Dirshu number 6. Back in the Mishnah Berurah, aval kishelo nisra klal lo nira. If you don't see the sun at all, then you should not make the bracha. Ayin sham shakosu min hago ba'inyin bracha zu brings what his minhag was. We do as follows. Koidim habracha omer halu es Hashem min ha-shamayim ve'acher birchas oisem ayis ha-bracious omer piyut kel adon al kol ha-masim ad up until the words ve'chayos ha-kodesh. And then after that, ve'acher kach mizmor Hashemai Misaprin Kvod Kale, the Achan, and finally Aleinu Lishabeach the Kaddish. And you finish off with that. So why buy the Aleinu? Why do you put an Aleinu in there? So he explains in Dirshu 8, Hatam Hadov Shaomim Aleinu Lishabeach, Achri Birkas Alavana, Sukos Bir Halach Lakaman. This is over there back in the Simon of Kiddush Lavana, Shehu Kadei Shliyata Chasvashon. The person shouldn't, God forbid, be mistaken. Mimash on a Yoitzim, Negad Halavana, we're going out to the moon. Vesamechim Negdom, we're so happy to see it. Sheesh Shum Chashash Rayon, there's going to be some far-fetched concern, you might think, Shinoistin Kavoy Lavon, we're davening, so to speak, we're to the moon. Lechin Omer, no, Alein L'Shabeach, we finish off, with Simon, we finish, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Hashemayim Imal Ein Od. We're affirming, it's only HaKadosh Baruch that we're davening to, Mash Oni Yotzin Likroso, Hu Rakadei Liros, Gvurosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're really just showing the strength of Hashem by doing that. His power, Shemeir B'Ritzayin Ala Oilim, he's bringing it there. Brings here in the next paragraph, Minag, the Chazon Ish, and from the Stipler, Hay Letzeis Levarach Birchas Achama, La'achir Kaddish Tiskabel, Shavasim Uvalatzion. So they would bake it, and they would walk out then, U'la'achir Shisem, Omru, Aleinu L'Shabeach, then they would finish up the Aleinu with that part, and then end up the davening at that point. So that's where they got the Aleinu in. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatin Tes, Vechein Mevarich. Chayom nowadays ain't nohogim ha'olam bazeh. We do not make these brachos on the planets and on the stars. But what are these remaining planets? So he tells us in Sivkat and Yud, Hanish Arim, what are these five planets over Haim Shabsai, that is Saturn, Tzedek, which is Jupiter, Madim, which is Mars, Nogah, which is Venus, Kochav, which is Mercury. Okay, and that concludes Simon Reish Chaf Tes.